Lench Bumps. Bumps.
Cam FM.
Like I say, next up is going to be the women's three, or the third division. A bit of a mix of votes in there. Joe, I'm going to throw over to you, Joe. Could you give us a quick rundown of what's happening in this division?
Thank you, Tim. If you heard that cannon there, that means that they have just set up from first to last. We have Darwin W1, Keys W2, Peterhouse W2, Murray Edwards W2, then Clare W2, Wolfson W1, Clare Hall W1, Sydney 6 W2, Queens W2, St. Cat's W2, Darwin W2, and then Murray Edwards W3 last in this division. They have, as I say, just set off just as it started to rain, which is lovely. They're just rowing up to me now. That order once again: Darwin, Keith, Peterhouse, Edwards, Clare, Wolfson, Clare Hall, Sydney, Sussex, Queens, St. Cat, Darwin, and Murray Edwards, W3. I can see Darwin. They look to be extending their lead at the head, in first position. They are followed by Keys W2, who already look to be coming under pressure from Peterhouse W2, who are immediately behind them. And then in the distance, I can now see Clare Wolfson and Clare Hall. Drawing even with me now, we have Darwin W1, who look comfortable, look relaxed, followed by, as I say, Keys W2, who are drawing ever closer to Peterhouse behind them. I think Peterhouse W2 are going to make an attempt at a bump here on Keys. There is only, I would say, a length in it already. Keys W2 can see the threat coming behind them from Peterhouse W2. After Peterhouse, we have Wolfson W2, which means I believe that Clare W2 have bumped Murray Edwards W2. I'm going to throw over to you, Tim. How's it looking where you are?
So, actually, over on Grassy Corner, there are just two swans coming around the corner. There's not much going on here yet. I can see some blue off in the distance coming around first post, but it hasn't quite reached me yet, Joe.
Okay, I have Wolfson W1 rowing past me, and after Wolfson, there is not a lot to see, I'm afraid. So there has been some significant bumping or some sort of carnage downriver. I can see maybe 3, 4, 5 boats on the way bridge. Who, I don't know what they're doing. You, Tim.
Yeah. So like I say, it's been a bit of a slow start on this one. But it's not surprising given the fact there is a really strong headwind today. Honestly, I really wouldn't want to be rowing against that wind. There are two swans as well right in front of me as I kind of wait for the rowers to come up past, who are also struggling against the wind. Right, okay, so I do actually have some rowers in sight now. So at the front, we've got Darwin W1 comfortably in the lead by about maybe 3 lengths, I'd say. Behind them, Keys and Peterhouse. It looks like there's going to be a bump there as they approach Grassy Corner. It's very, very close. I can see people claiming the bump, but they haven't quite conceded it yet. As they approach the corner, though, it looks like this is going to be a bump. Peterhouse on Keys. There is an overlap here. It's going to be called any minute. Yep, and there it is. It's called. So Peterhouse W2 bumping Keys W2. They are kind of blocking the way as it stands. They need to get to the side of the river quickly before Murray Edwards. Murray Edwards has been like Blair, which means Wolfson W1 comfortably coming past this bump from higher up in the division. No one on their tail, which, as I say, that means Clare and Murray Edwards will have bumped on first post corner. And Peterhouse and Keys have bumped on Grassy Corner. Looking very quiet. I imagine there's been a lot of bumps over on first post reach. Joe, can I throw back to you? Do you have anything to report?
Yeah. Of course you can, Tim. I've just talked to a marshal, and he's confirmed what we've been saying. He said 6 boats went past him, which leaves Clare Hall W1, Sydney Sussex W2, Queens W2, St. Cat's W2, and Darwin W2, who, didn't really start the race. We've had some significant bumping, maybe some overbumping. I think the technical term is carnage. I'm actually now walking down to the motorway bridge to try and work out exactly what has happened.
Okay, Joe, while you do that, I'll just confirm what I've got so far. So Darwin looked like they're going to row over comfortably. Peterhouse bumped Keys. And then below that, we had Claire bumping Murray Edwards. Wilson W1 are going to be rowing over. And then from Claire Hall downwards, it sounds like it was just carnage. No one really quite knows what happened there. So we're going to have to confirm those results with you a little bit later. Can we just confirm from Beth, did Wilson W1 and Darwin W1, they did row over. Am I correct?
Yep. Darwin W1 passed me a good while ago and Wilson are passing me currently. Both looking very comfortable, rowing very easily now. That'll been quite a good race as far as they're concerned.
Great. Joe, any news from the motorway bridge?
That is it.
We have a lot of boats to the side of the river and a rather sedate looking Darwin W2 who are rowing rather gently. I'm not sure if they were the only unbumped boat. They are rowing very gently. They will be coming round Grassy Corner pretty soon. But as I say, all the other boats from Sydney Sussex, Clare Hall, Queen's W2, St Catherine's W2, I believe they've all been bumped or have bumped. I believe they're all now basically okay. Rowing to the end. I'm going to get a bit closer and see what I can find out.
Okay, great. Joe,
can you now see Darwin W2,
well,
Tim?
It seems for the people in the... Not yet, Joe, not yet. But what I can see, as all these forlorn crews kind of drift beside the river, is a beautiful rainbow. So I guess that's some consolation. Anyway, I'm just going to confirm the results as they stand from the men's fourth division and women's third division. We can confirm these later, but in the men's fourth division, Churchill rolled over, Magdalen M3 rolled over, Lady Margaret and Pembroke bumped, and St Edmunds and Wilson bumped.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
So I've just gone and checked, and as far as we know, Darwin W1 rode over, Peterhouse W2 and Keys W2, but there was a bump there, and then Claire bumped up on Murray Edwards, and then Wilson rode over, Sydney Sussex W2 bumping up on Claire Hall W1, Queen's rowing over, St. Cat's rowing over, Darwin rowing over, and Murray Edwards rowing over. So that was the women's third division. The last race, however, was, of course, the men's third division. Now, I appreciate it was a little bit chaotic, and a lot of it seemed to be left up to the long reach. I'm here with the results as I can see them. Now, some of these still haven't quite been confirmed. I'll let you know which they are. So starting from the top of the division, it looks provisionally like Hughes Hall M1, Emmanuel M2, St. Ed's M1 have all rode over.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.